We're here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk, and with me is the new CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, Chris Novak. Not a new face. Most of us in the industry have known him with his work with the pork industry. And so, Chris, new job, new commodity. What do you think?
Excited to be here. And you know, I had to go back and count in my career path, and I've spent 11 years working on behalf of pork farmers, but I've spent more than 10 years working with grain farmers, corn and soybeans across this country. Corn Growers is a tremendous organization, and lots of big challenges ahead for us, looking at a record crop and lower prices than what we want to see. But that also is an opportunity for me as well.
Okay, so what are the biggest things on your plate in the year to come?
Well, demand. How do we ensure that with a second record crop in a row, 14.4 billion bushels of corn being produced in the country this year, according to the USDA, how do we ensure that we've got the demand that can keep our farmers profitable? And we know certainly our customers that we're going to continue to work with and encourage growth and development, livestock industry, ethanol industry, as well as our international customers. And in each of those areas, we're looking at things that we can do to increase and strengthen demand. Certainly, EPA's support and implementation of the renewable fuels law, as was passed by Congress, is going to be important to us in the short term. Longer term, we're looking to say, how can we build more consumer demand for renewable fuel that increases our energy independence and helps reduce greenhouse gases, as the president is talking with the Chinese leaders about that as a priority for this country. We have a part of the solution right here in corn country. As we look at the livestock industry, great opportunities to see the hog industry rebound from PED, to see the cattle industry begin to rebound and grow. Profitability once again in the dairy industry, all of those are going to be important to us in eating up this large corn crop that we're producing.
Well, another thing that we're looking at that it impacts all of agriculture is the proposed Waters of the United States rule from EPA that comment period ends just here in a couple of days. What is NCGA's stance as far as WOTUS is concerned?
Well, I'll start at the 60,000 foot level and bring it back down to the waters of the U.S. At the 60,000 foot level, our commitment remains, how can we help ensure that there is clarity for farmers in the rules and regulations that they're facing? How can we ensure that we are working to remove barriers and obstacles that limit their choices on the farms in terms of the tools and technologies that they can utilize? So whether that is Waters of the U.S., whether it's biotechnology, market access, all of those issues are a part of our focus and our agenda right now. As we talk specifically about Waters of the U.S., you know, we know that farmers are willing to live and work and operate under the Clean Water Act, but they do need to be able to look at the acres in their fields and understand clearly how those acres should be managed and treated. As we met with EPA officials at the end of October, as we took them out to our president Chip Bowling's farm in southern Maryland, and as we walked around his fields and looked at different drainage dishes, as we looked at different waterways, there was still a lot of confusion from the standpoint of how would this particular area of the field be interpreted under this proposed rule. And when there is that level of speculation, when those types of decisions are open to interpretation, you may have one inspector today, you'll have another inspector tomorrow, and they both could see the same part of the field differently. Farmers can't live with that type of uncertainty. And so what NCGA has said is, we know that there needs to be a rule. We know that we need to clarify how the Clean Water Act should be applied to farmlands. But the rule that has been written is not adequate in terms of giving us the consistency and the certainty that we need.
Well, we just had an election. We've got a lame duck session of Congress coming up next here. I guess they're back in Washington this week. What does NCGA hope to be accomplished here with our limping duck up in the Capitol?
Well, I think first and foremost, there's tax extender legislation, which is going to be critical for agriculture. And not just as we look at estate taxes and other things, but also tax incentives that are available for renewable fuels are critical to us. A little bit longer term, as we look from a tax standpoint, we've got declining infrastructure in this country that's absolutely critical for moving grain. And whether we want to talk about locks and dams on the Mississippi River and our ability to ensure 14.4 billion bushels going through, well, not quite that many, but a major percentage of that going through those locks and dams to the port of New Orleans and out to other parts of the world, whether we're talking about rail infrastructure that is not adequately serving America's grain farmers in the Dakotas, in the upper Midwest, in Minnesota, not able to get us to where we need to be in terms of delivering to the Pacific Northwest. All of those infrastructure challenges are important. That actually becomes a part of the tax, a future tax package. Barge owners are willing to help invest and pay taxes to support infrastructure improvements. We just need Congress to recognize that, pick that up, put that into law so that we can begin to make these repairs.
As we look ahead to the next Congress, when we have a change in leadership in the Senate, how do you think this might impact agriculture when we look at a change kind of in the leadership, especially in the Senate Ag Committee? Is there anything that you know, you're looking at as far as positive or negative as far as the change in leadership in Congress?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, what we need this next Congress to do is to approve trade promotion authority so that the president can continue to move forward with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as well as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, the European Free Trade Agreement, the Pacific Free Trade Agreements. Each of those is going to open up new markets for corn farmers that are critical. Equally important, perhaps even more important for corn farmers, is the livestock market access. Pork and beef could enjoy, under those free trade agreements, they're heavily regulated, and a lot of trade barriers as we look at TPP. Opening up pork international opportunities is going to be tremendous for grain farmers. So that's a critical focus that we need for this Congress. I also hope, while we're not asking for changes in the renewable fuel standard, we also hope that Congress recognizes what the RFS has done for rural America. Visiting with some folks the other day who talked about the fact that as we've looked over the past 6 years, new schools have been built in rural America. New hospitals have been built in rural America. There's been investment again, and we're seeing that same type of investment right now in the livestock industry, and all of that is good for our rural economies. And we hope that folks can recognize that by building demand for our corn products, by strengthening corn farmers and now helping to lift the livestock industry as well, we are energizing rural America.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Chris?
I think the other thing that I'm excited about walking in and learning about NCGA's Soil Health Partnership, and it's our commitment to sustainability, and it's an opportunity to return to some of my environmental roots. It's also another potential opportunity for us to partner with the livestock industry as we look at water quality issues, reductions in carbon footprint, and it's just a great activity that I'm seeing coming from us in the years ahead.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Chris. Congratulations on the new job. We look forward to working with you in the many years to come that you'll be here. At least 10, right?
At least 10.
Okay. Here at NAFB Trade Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.